My discussion today is titled, The Need for a Needle Exchange Program and Other Support Programs for the Addicted in Richmond, Virginia. Have you ever seen a 2-year-old drug user or a 3-year-old drug addict? No, of course not. I want you to picture a small child, any child, 2 years old, maybe 3 or 4. They bring a smile to your face, don't they? Full of life, full of energy. They can't get enough. They love to run, jump, play, explore. The world's a great big place, full of joy and wonder. They're all, well, pretty much the same. Rarely does anyone judge them for anything they do, for they are just a child. So what happens to these fun, loving, joyful souls? Life happens, and life is not always fair, and the playground becomes uneven as the years roll on. For some, dependable parents are not at home, food is not on the table, clothes are not warm enough for the harsh winters, and homework help is non-existent. So the child starts to look at their little neighbors at school, and they start to feel not equal, not good enough, perhaps not smart enough. This slowly removes the free spirit, the fun-filled days and the years go by. Some resort to drugs. They've seen it on the streets, they have been told, hey, it'll make you feel better, try some, why not? And before you know it, they are hooked. Small doses are not enough, money is not in abundance to keep up, and they'll do anything to get the fix. Steal, lie, cheat, even hurt others. Death due to drug overdose is now as high as 100 per 100,000 people. Those living in poverty are at the greatest risk. Richmond, Virginia is the home of a highly impoverished area. A staggering 1 in 4 live below the federal poverty limit. People are living on the streets, turning to heroin and injecting it, and sharing needles to save money. So whose problem is this, really? If you are in this audience and you are well taken care of, successful college student, is it yours? Peter Singer, author of The Drowning Child in the Expanding Circle, would say yes, it is. Yes, it is. You live in Richmond. This is your community. Every day that one more addict takes to the streets, it affects your community. One more child may see it and be influenced to follow in those steps, feeling there's no other way. Infection spreads through needle sharing. The streets below the bridges become littered homes, and potential contributors to society who are good human beings fall off the train. Singer believes helping others is what brings life meaning. He speaks of a drowning child. If you were to walk by, would you try to save that child? Let's say you had brand new Vans or Jordans on that would get ruined. Would you still do it? Would you? Singer tries the same thing, thinking, to children in poverty in developing countries. There are things we can do to help them for the cost of a pair of expensive shoes, and yet most people are not doing it, he states. Richmond began a needle exchange program for addicts in October. Emily Westerholm is the harm reduction coordinator and says the program is not just to give addicts a place to dispose of dirty needles and get new ones. It is a way to get them into her facility, gain their trust, and set them ultimately on a path to health care and counseling. Participants will not be judged and perhaps, for the first time, may see light at the end of the tunnel. A path back to that life that was once full of joy. If you are lucky enough to still have a happy, fulfilling life, why not be like Emily? Volunteers and funding are always a way to give a helping hand. Some would argue that drug abusers got themselves into this lifestyle. They will just have to get themselves out. But I propose that is not the way to look at this. It takes a village. This is our village. Save drug practices until an addict can be weaned, such as needle exchange, Narcan for overdose reversal, Suboxone, which is a drug to wean an addict off of heroin and opioid dependence, and homeless shelters are programs that help. We are living with an epidemic that is spun out of control. We must be aware, supportive, and lend a hand in any way we can for the good of our society.